guess there's no need for us to go into executive session on this, is there? Or do you, are you going?
No, I just wanted to kind of bring you guys up to date where we're at, what happened. So that you might be, somebody asked you questions, you might have somewhat of an intelligent answer to give them back rather than being in the dark.
Okay.
Call our meeting to order. All three commissioners present with Mr. Paulson and Russ Cook. I guess we need to ask you to, if we're not going executive, we need you to pull up a chair here by the mic so
the mic.
If somebody's listening, they can, you understand we're broadcasting and all that.
Okay,
is that right? Okay.
KY3 or?
There may not be anybody listening.
State your name and so it's on the record and all that stuff. So,
Russell Cook, Holliston, Missouri.
Floor's yours?
Yep.
Or who?
Go ahead, jump in.
Tell us what you know.
I've got a group of people that we put together that we want to bring NASCAR to town. I've got 800 acres. It's about 8 miles south of Hollister. It's right at the intersection of 65 and 86, which gives us a interchange that we can expand pretty easily to be able to get them in there. I think it'll be, we've had a feasibility study done with coinciding with Branson. We just think it may be the biggest thing that's hit Branson in a many a day. We have a verbal with NASCAR. If we build a track that meets their qualifications, that we will get a race. So we're looking to build a stadium to hold about 80 to 100,000 people.
How big a track?
Say that.
How big a track?
Mile and a quarter.
Mile and a quarter.
Mm-hmm. We have a man that, Bill Moss, that designed Talladega, mm-hmm. built it, designed and built Kentucky track, revamped it when they upgraded it, also done some work on Las Vegas track. So he's the one that's going to be putting the actual racetrack itself together as far as, so we got somebody that, and he's tied with the France family pretty tight too. So that's kind of where we're getting the NASCAR connection.
What's your next steps?
We're hoping our funding is in place by the end of the year. And so with that, it's in the design, and I wanted to come before you guys and just let you know the how we'll upgrade the highway. When we come off 86, we're going to probably expand that to 4-lane all the way into the properties so that we'll have, it's about from 86 to get in my property is about a half a mile, and then we'll have about 3/4 of a mile in to where you get to the racetrack. So that's going to give us some moving parking lot. Hopefully don't block up the highway too bad with that. And so the water, we're even, I brought a map you guys might look at here that shows where the airport's at, mm-hmm. and phase two of it, if everybody's in that notion, we would build a road to the airport.
Back to JJ or something like that? Or
say
is JJ involved in there somewhere?
If you look at the map, when we come to the airport, then if something can be worked out, then there's a ridge that can go on to JJ, and so that would... That might be that east-west corridor that you've been looking for. It's mm-hmm. a little bit south, but it's still all the people out of the Blue Eye section, all the people out of Omaha in that direction could use it. So that would help eliminate a bunch of traffic coming through the roundabout downtown.
I know I'm asking all the questions. Planning and zoning, I mean, obviously you have to go through some, once you get the funding in source.
Yes, that was my, you know, that's our next thing. Once uh-huh. we get it in, then we wanted to talk to planning and zoning and see what their suggestions are, even as we're building this, how we can, you know, all work together. Yeah, this is north, that's south over here.
So which Fruit Farm Road on that?
Fruit Farm Road is right here. Comes down into here.
Okay.
here's the 86 interchange, and our road comes in around like that now.
Where's Arkansas? How close?
Arkansas is right there. We're about 3 miles from the line, 4 miles maybe.
On your 800 acres, Russ, the track, is it south part of the track, in the middle of the track, north part of the track?
It's kind of to the, it would be to the northeast side of it. So we're going to be away from the highway. You may not even be able to see it from the highway once it's built, all in that way. It will be looking, there's a valley that goes down through there. It'll be looking right at the tail end of the
airport,
whatever. I've talked to Branson Creek early on, just if it was something else going to, big project was going to go on down there. Would they be, for a road in there? And they said they would. If it's a big project, they didn't, they wouldn't be interested. It's just a road so that would divert traction. But if we do this, I'm pretty sure they would be
in favor of it.
And for the NASCAR, when we was in Talladega, they say the airport at Talladega on that day is one of the busiest in the southeast. That's how many planes come into that.
Right.
And it gets right up there and tries to bump with Atlanta as far as, most of them's private, but it's just one right after another. I've forgotten how he talked, like 300 or 400 planes are parked in there. So,
wow, that's a big deal.
So, and there,
you're less than a mile from the airport, right?
Oh, yes, well, be about a mile, mile and a quarter, something like that.
From the airport.
Yes. So this would, I think it'd be a boom for that. I think it'd be a boom for Branson. We're looking, if it would work out right, we've got kind of a schedule that we would like maybe to do our first race like September of 2012. That's kind of a...
That's aggressive.
The reason I picked that is Branson at August the 20th or so goes dead until about September the 15th. So if we could stick a NASCAR in the middle of that,
right, that'd be awesome.
Then we just brought 70 to 100,000 people that will refill up the town. So it would be a perfect timing. Okay. I don't know if that'll happen, but that's, if right, everything was right, that would be, I think, would help everybody.
Wow.
Is it okay to ask a few questions?
Just get the microphone so you can ask.
How many times a year will this track be used? I mean, people are going to be wondering who live in the area, about noise and how it's going to disturb them and that sort of thing.
So the big races, probably 2-3 times a year. There'll be some test driving going on and stuff like that. We'll that's going to be part of it. But we also got the airplanes flying over us every day right now, too. So There's not a whole lot of difference between jets and them cars. In fact, the planes fly depending on what the area is, so they're going over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just kind of in one locale, so.
But it's not like it's every weekend or something that you're using it.
There's a possibility there'll be weekend events going on all the time. We're not got, that's a schedule and stuff that we've got to get into. We've not got that done. So the main thing is get the NASCAR. Then, like Kansas City, you get a nationwide first, and if you get a good crowd and whatever, then they start thinking about, the cup races, which is the main race. And then Kansas City is doing well enough this year that they took one from California, and they've got two races going on. And I've been up there twice to watch them. On Saturday, the nationwide, they've had about 70,000. On Sunday, 100,000. So that's a lot of people in town. And I think Branson is myself. If you go to Kansas City, what do? If you're not racing races, they really don't have a lot for people to do except go to the race. So if they come here, I look for people to get here 2 or 3 days early or stay 2 or 3 days late. So I can see that this will be one race will be spread out over a 10-day period. And as far as Branson's concerned, when people doing it. And I think the population, Branson's blue-haired people are kind of on the decline. This crowd will be from 18 to 40, 45 years old, right, is where most of it's at. Another one of the things that I didn't realize, that 41% of the people who go to NASCAR are women. So there's a lot more women go to the races than I realized they did. So that turns it into kind of a family deal, which that's what Branson's all about anyway. So I think it'll be the biggest thing that's come to town in many a day.
Russ, to follow Bob's question, how Fruit Farm, the population on Fruit Farm is probably
that will be the closest to it. Yes.
Is it like a mile or something, or
probably half to three quarter
straight,
you know,
across.
Bit across. Yes. Okay.
2 or 3 miles by land.
Yeah, yeah, it's down enough. Yeah. And that'll probably be and actually it'll be the back half of Blue Ridge.
Okay.
The most of where those two subdivisions are at, they're probably in about a mile where the newer houses are.
Right.
The ones that's really, it's them old trailers and things down that one off into Grand Canyon, that's where they're at, where that's at.
So P&Z might expect you first of the year, you think? Things go like you're,
yes,
thinking?
Yes.
Pretty exciting.
One of the things we didn't know about, we know how to do the water, we know how to do the road, and there's with the sewer, there's 3 or 4 different options. And I've heard one time that the county was thinking, you know, we don't have any sewer till we get plumbed to Hollister going that away. So there's a possibility that we could do our own plant, mm-hmm, that. There's a possibility that we might do a regional plant, or there's a possibility that we can bring it from to Hollister. So that's the option. One of the things, if we do a plant that we would be, or a regional plant, or bring it to Hollister, if we bring the sewer around to this side of the track, then we're to the point that Big Cedar Lodge and all of that down in there would be easy to pump over. So now all of a sudden you've got all the Long Creek Bridge area that is starting to be where we could get that off the lake and get it in there. So that's something that we need to have discussions about, how, which, you know, that water's simple, the road's pretty simple, but the sewer is a little bit more complicated for everybody.
There's a group of people, I mean, the gentleman that, I guess the search committee that came in, and I met with them months and months ago.
Yes, Kerry and Ron.
Yeah,
yes.
They obviously talked to the city of Branson. Are you planning to get with the chamber and get some facts on the street so at least there's the rumor machine doesn't eat you up?
Yeah, I just want to start here. Didn't really want to do anything until I had funding. You know, how you know, you get all. I don't need to broadcast all over the country and all of a sudden we don't get it for 6 months or a year or
right,
whatever.
Right.
We really think it's going to happen, but rumors are already starting to trickle around, and so that's why I wanted to come let you guys know what it is, so if somebody does ask you questions.
They can always listen to the audio, too. They can just come to our website and listen to the audio and hear it from you firsthand. So
yeah, so that's kind of what I was wanting to do today. I thought I would go see Ziegenfuss at Hollister probably tomorrow, the next day, and let him know what's going on, and then probably would see somebody there at Branson to kind of let them know, so everybody's kind of...
I'm excited. It's a good project.
I guess you've visited with the people at the airport about their benefit of traffic for them.
Oh, I'm sure I have not visited with them. I spoke to Tim Mahoney. It's the only one that I've talked about.
Gotcha.
Over there.
Okay.
And I, you know, so he's the subdivision, but he's not the airport. But,
right.
I'm assuming that I took it where he was in the main subdivision that he, you know, they would have control. I don't know exactly how much land the airport's got, but I couldn't imagine the airport not just jumping up and down about it because it's...
How far are you from the subdivisions over there and where McMillan's going to develop?
Most of that place, right back here, it's from the John Daly Clubhouse to the airport is like
2 miles, I think. And right now, they're all their subdivision, well, part of it you can see here, I think, are at Murder Rock and then at the Fazio Golf Course. So they're...
So you're more than 3 miles from
them. I'm more than 3 miles from them, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, eventually, I assume, you know, they own all the property here and around the airport. So someday down the road, I'm sure they would. But right now, most of theirs is 3 miles away.
Have you got your car planned, or?
Well, I'm kind of pumped. Carl Edwards, he's from Joplin, from Columbia.
Right.
We like to keep the Missouri boys, try to get them out front. He done awful good last weekend.
Yeah.
So,
I'm excited about it. I think it's a boost in the arm for the economy if everything comes together and be a big deal for Taney County. So I'm excited about the opportunity of someone taking on a project like this and hoping everything works out good for you.
Well, even in the start of it, I'll probably hire somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 100 men on my end of it in preparation. And then you've got concrete men, and then you've got the steel fabricators. And so just that itself is going to be put a lot of people.
Yep.
You know, our housing industry's down, and so that means the backhoes and traco and dozer operators are all looking for work. So this will put most of them, and it'll take us 18 months just to get the dirt work and all that stuff done. So that in itself would be a pretty good shot.
Russ, the person you said did the design work for you, and we all know if you handle anywhere close to even half what your facility would hold, the amount of workforce that it would take to just operate it, those figures would be great for the chamber and for Sig and Fuss and for P&Z.
Yes.
And the workforce numbers. And I'm sure whoever's doing the design work for you can give you an estimated number on that. That would be great.
Yeah, I'm sure Kerry and Ron has got they've got the feasibility performance, so they've got all those numbers put together. And it is, with Talladega, we was trying to look, they're probably on race day. I'd say they're between 500 and 800 people employed, mm-hmm. between parking everybody and ushers and security and all of that stuff. It's Kansas City, we was up there 2 weeks ago, they become the fourth largest city in Kansas on race day. So that's how big it is for Kansas.
The Kansas Speedway.
Yes.
It's huge.
So it's mind-boggling what it could possibly do.
Yeah.
It really is. And then when you get, then you're going to have them people that's going to fly in here, see Branson, that's going to be more people that's going to be looking to retire or come in here. So it just opens up a whole new avenue that we've not seen yet.
Right. Well, it's exciting. Any more questions? I don't have any more questions, guys.
No. I'm glad you come in and seen us, and now it can be brought to the out to the public, and I think it'll...
But you're really not wanting to push the...
I'm not really
wanting to the public until you get your
I like to see a little ink before just we do that, this. So we just... I know there are going to be rumors.
Sure.
But before we make any formal presentation, I'd just assume we waited till we had our funding. It's close, real close.
So the funding probably end of the year, first of next year?
They tell me we'll have it before Christmas.
Okay.
So that's what,
You do know this will probably appear in the paper now, probably because there'll be people listening and the media will get the tape.
It's going to get out. So
yeah,
you've presented it very well, and as Jim said, folks can listen to our recording have a good idea of what's happening, so there won't be a lot of extra questions, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we've been at this about 8 months, and so it's close enough along. And
that's great.
Great.
Anytime you got a question, just give me a ring.
Thanks for thinking of us.
Thank you.
Have a good day. What's next?
We're set until 9.
We'll have an executive session at that time.
On Wednesday. We actually can continue on. We've got, I have a personnel, I was going to talk about the interview last night, the executive.
Okay.
If you wanted to, I had posted executive personnel as soon as we got done with this. And then we've got domestic shelter funding got pulled off, no minutes, and then we got to go right into BOE at 9. So, and then we are going to have Aegis come in at, toward the end of BOE to talk about land planning, the discussion. So, for the most part, what we've got is, if we want to go to executive, talk about personnel would be the best thing. So, motion to go to executive for personnel.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's, you got a number over
yes,
there.
610-21.3, I think, is the personnel one.
You don't need me in this,
do you? No. You want Mr. Hausman in there?
Well, yeah, if he's going to talk about executive
director. Yeah, Ron. Mr. Hausman, why don't you stay in here?